Okay, we're going to start with a little scripture. Ephesians 2, 8 to 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may be boast. For we are all of his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, and that we should walk in them. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for these words. May we use them to live our lives as you would have us live. Okay, what I want to talk about tonight is how we can all become better Christians every day of our lives and walk closer to the path that Jesus has laid for us, his life on this earth for us. After all God has done for us, how can we ever repay him? One of his greatest gifts is found in Isaiah 7, 14 and 15. Jesus came to this earth to experience humanity, for as a human, he could pay the price for the sins of humanity, and our sins have been nailed to the cross, and we can bear them no more. God has given us a promise that if we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, admit to him that we are a sinner, ask him for forgiveness of our sins, he will give us eternal life, which can never be taken away from us. The next thing I would like to talk about is our worship of God the Father. The word worship means to adore, bow down to, and homage, and due reverence. Our worship should be reverent, majestic, humble, orderly, and in spirit and truth. The content of worship must be in truth, the truth of the Word of God. Deuteronomy 6, chapter 5, verse 5. We should love thy Lord, thy God, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. To help us, God has given us his blessed word, the Bible. In this book, we can find anything that we need to know to lead a holy and become a better Christian. We should all make a habit of reading our Bible every day. Just as a note, if you read your Bible 15 minutes a day, you can read through the whole thing in 1 year. We should always love every person. We should love our enemy just like we love our friends. We should always go out of our way to offer everyone we come in contact with a greeting and a friendly word. We should do this, and it will show everyone an example of a good Christian. One of God's favorite acts for all Christians can be found in Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always. This was spoken to the apostles by Jesus, just as if he was speaking to all of us tonight. We are directed to spread good words to all people on this earth. Don't let yourself be satisfied till we reach our goal of being more like Jesus. We know we will never be perfect, but we need to make it our goal to keep striving. Good enough never is. We will know when to quit striving when we meet Jesus in the clouds. We should all have a rigid prayer schedule that we stick to no matter what comes along in our lives. God loves to hear prayers as it shows that we acknowledge Him and His almighty power to do anything. God hears and answers all prayers with the answers that are best for us. We must remember that we are commanded to return God's portion of all that we earn to Him. This will keep His word existing and spreading all over the world. We were made to live in regular, ongoing fellowship with our Creator and Lord. Without that continuous and deepening bond, you will never fulfill the destiny God has planned for you, and you will never reach your potential for all He has on this earth to be and to do. The maintenance of relationship with God takes active, purposeful thought, self-discipline, and intentionality in order to succeed. Almost every relationship in your life takes focus and initiative to succeed. Your walk with God is no different. Let us pray. Almighty Father, we thank you so much for your word. Father, we could never do as much for you as you have done for us. Help us to always do our best, that we can always strive to do more. Help us not to get proud. Help us never to get discouraged with our past. We love you and thank you for all your grace. Amen.